Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. The latter part of the 14th chapter of Romans continues to deal with our association one with another as brethren in the Lord. Now, the Apostle Paul here is writing, guided, of course, by the Holy Spirit, concerning our understanding of the things that are important. Some things simply do not matter, and we ought to be tolerant, we ought to be patient, we ought to be kind and helpful one to another. We're trying to help one another get to heaven. The kingdom of God emphasizes righteousness and peace and joy, and of course that should be characteristic of our lives. Now, the latter part of this chapter answers some questions that sometimes people ask. Have you ever heard anybody say, "Let your conscience be your guide"? Well, this chapter deals with that particular matter. You know, that is partially a good recommendation, but at the same time, it's not altogether reliable, because the conscience is not always a reliable guide as far as being acceptable unto God. Now, truly, we are to do the things that we think that are right. That's what he's been talking about in the first part of this chapter. We're to abide by our convictions as to what we believe to be true. At the same time, simply because we believe something to be true, that may not be true. That doesn't make it true. It's not necessarily true. Sometimes people believe things with all sincerity, but those things are not true at all. I'm mindful of the time when Jacob thought that Joseph was dead. He thought it with all of his heart. He would not be comforted. He was so convinced that Joseph, his beloved son, had been destroyed by a wild beast. But that was not so. He later saw Joseph alive in Egypt. So we have to be careful about what we think is correct. But at the same time, we are to be guided by what we believe to be true. You know, a person that won't do according to what he thinks is true, he's not being consistent. He's being hypocritical. He's really not being honest with himself. Now, our consciences must be trained to the will of God, so that when we do violate the conscience, we know that's a violation of the will of God. When we're being guided by the conscience, we're actually being guided by the will of God, because our conscience has been formed according to what the Word of God teaches us to believe and to do. Now, sometimes people have misunderstandings about things. And what's the solution to problems that arise when people have misunderstandings? Why, it's simply a matter of teaching. It's a matter of learning. We turn to the Word of God. We learn the things that do matter. And we learn the things that are indifferent. And we study the Word of God, and our concern is one for another. The first item we need to understand is the weak need to come to understand what the truth is, so that they will not be offended when they see the stronger brother doing what is acceptable. Now, they have thought it was not acceptable for a time. For instance, Paul has used the matter of eating of meats. Some thought it was wrong to eat meat. But the Apostle Paul shows it is not wrong to eat meat. It does not require that we be vegetarians. But at the same time, we are not to eat meat if it's going to so offend our brother that he will turn from the faith. Now, our brother needs to be taught. He needs to learn what is right so that he will not be offended. So we must live according to the teaching of the Word of God in all of these matters. Paul says in verse 18, "For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith we may edify one another. In other words, we build up one another, we help one another. For meat destroy not the work of God. Now the work of God is to make a sinner a saint. It's to make one who's a child of the devil to be adopted to be a child of the Lord. Don't destroy that because of things of indifference. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. What's he saying here? He is saying that if you believe something to be wrong, you ought not do that which you believe to be wrong. It's not honest to do it. He said, it is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. We don't want to do those things that will be a hindrance to our brethren. We want to be a help. Now notice how he concludes this chapter. Hast thou faith? In other words, do you have a certain personal conviction? Well, Paul says, have it to thyself before God. In other words, keep it to yourself. Don't try to bind it upon somebody else if it's not the word of God. And he says, happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. A person should never do what he believes to be wrong. He will be most hypocritical to do that, and more than that, he that doubteth is damned if he eat. If a man eats meat, believing that it's wrong to eat meat, he condemns himself because he eateth not of faith. Now, the word faith here has to do with his personal conviction. It is not the faith of Jesus Christ. It's his own belief. It's his own conviction of things. And he's saying here, if you do something that you doubt is right, why, you're not eating according to your conviction or your faith. He said, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So we must abide by that which is right according to the word of God, have our consciences trained according to the word of God, be careful not to offend one another, but to always try to be helpful to one another. That's the burden of the 14th chapter. And this leads us into the 15th chapter, where the Apostle Paul continues to discuss these matters of relationship between Christians. Now, it is unfortunate, and sometimes it occurs in Scripture, that there is a division between a division in the subject matter when we come to the end of a chapter. In other words, what I am saying here, a subject may be running along and we'll have a chapter break, but the subject is still being discussed. Well, that's something that takes place here with the 14th and 15th chapter. Paul is still, in the 15th chapter, continuing to discuss the relationship between Christians and how we are to be careful one for the other. And he says in verse 1, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. You see the selflessness of the Christian life, how he's concerned for the other person. He said, let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. In other words, you look out for me and I try to look out for you. Notice who this is the imitation of doing that. For even Christ pleased not himself. Christ didn't come to please himself. He came to do good for others. But as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. Christ did what he did for the benefit of others. And with the 4th verse of the 15th chapter, Paul emphasizes the great value and importance of the Old Testament scriptures. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. I wish we could all understand that the Old Testament was written not simply to record the things that happened to those people back then. They were written for our benefit. We can learn from it. We learn principles of God's dealings with man. We learn what is right and wrong in the realm of morality. We learn so many things from the Old Testament. In fact, there are great portions of the New Testament we would never be able to grasp if we did not have some understanding of the things that are recorded for us in the Old Testament. Because the Old Testament presents types of the things that were to come in the faith of Jesus Christ. And Paul is showing here his great respect for the things that were written aforetime. They're written for our learning. They help to give us patience and endurance and perseverance. They will be comforting unto us. Now, dear people, we need to understand that we're not bound by the laws of the Old Testament. We know that. We're subject to the Lord through the New Testament and the faith of Christ. But we do not dismiss the Old Testament. It's the Word of God. It's inspired of God. It is breathed of God. And it is for our benefit that we have it. Paul says, "Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God." Paul here is saying, brethren, be united, be like-minded, look at the evidence, come to the same conclusion, hold fast to the faith, together, in a oneness, be of one mind, speak the same way. You know, the Apostle Peter said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If religious people would speak as the oracles of God and leave off all of their human additions and innovations that they brought in with their creeds and their manuals and their traditions and catechisms and etc., leave that out. That's not a part of Christianity. Christianity is founded upon Thus Saith the Lord, book, chapter, verse. And Paul wants us to speak alike, think alike, believe alike in the things where God has taught us to be alike. And if we will do that, we'll receive one another. As Christ has received us, we will be received of Christ and we will receive one another. Can't you see the beautiful tie, the wonderful relationship that Paul is encouraging here to exist among brethren? Let there be no mistake that only this mind in unity can we glorify God. Division and strife, that's not to exist in the kingdom of God. That only brings reproach upon God. That causes people to look upon us with disdain and also God. Those who love the Lord are going to try to stand together and stand together according to what God has taught us to do. Well, we begin on our next study in the 15th chapter of Romans and verse 8. We hope that you will be with us. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.